chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2. And we kind of hung around Christmas and Christmas theme here all month long, I guess. And anyhow, I normally don't do this, and so don't think it's going to happen a lot. And matter of fact, I hate preaching on holidays so much that I schedule revivals on them. And so we have Father's Day coming up this year, and Brent and Katie will be back with us, and so Brent can preach Father's Day. And if I could find somebody that'd do a good job, we'd have somebody preach Mother's Day, which Brent has preached Mother's Day for us before. And it's just one of those things that I do not normally do not look forward to, is preaching around a holiday. But anyhow, this year, the Lord's kind of helped me, and I hope it's been a blessing to you. All right, Luke chapter number 2. If you're there, I want you to say amen. And we've looked at several of these people that dealt with Christ and that interacted with him, if you will, or met him. And here we've already preached with about the wise men. We've preached on the shepherds. We've talked about Mary and Joseph. And man, we've been through all of it, I guess. But tonight I want to touch on a couple other characters found in your Bible that had an encounter with the Lord as well. All right. And we'll start reading in verse number 25 of Luke chapter number 2. And so we'll begin our reading there, and we'll read down through verse number 38. The Bible says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." He's even prophetic in this thing. This went far beyond just Jews here. He says, "which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." He goes on and he says this, "and a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. And she was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, or 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise," the same way that Simeon did, "and she coming in in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem." Let's pray, and we'll get started tonight. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. And God, we're so thankful once again for this time to gather around your word, Lord, and be fed. And Lord, we ask you to do that tonight. Lord, I ask you to be with this message. Lord, I pray that you'd, Lord, minister to our hearts, not just our ears tonight, Lord. And I pray that we apply it to our lives. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I was looking at different characters in the Bible here, especially around the birth of Christ, and come across Simeon and Anna. And be honest with you, I've been trying to put together something on them for quite a while and just hadn't been able to do so. And anyhow, it was after Sunday morning service that it all started coming together for me. And I'll explain that a little bit here in a moment. I was actually going to preach this Sunday night because of Sunday morning. As I said, I was studying and had been studying for several weeks and just really couldn't get I just couldn't get my head wrapped around it and put a sermon together from this passage of Scripture. And then Sunday morning happened. And God was good to us Sunday morning. If you was here, you know God showed up in this building, and there wasn't much that could be added to that. You knew everybody that I've talked to that was in attendance, they've had the same response and said, man, you just knew. You could tell God was here, and we knew that God had showed up, and what a blessing it was. And for those of us, myself included, that needed it, I'm telling you what, it was like water when you're thirsty. Somebody help me right here. And you ever been so thirsty and you get that bottle of water and you drink it and you can feel it from the tip of your tongue all the way down? I mean, it's just refreshing. And that's how Sunday morning was for me. And I know it was for several others in the building. And God just showed up and showed out. That's how we like to say it. And not that God could do anything else but show out if he shows up. Somebody say amen right there. But what a blessing it was to be in the presence of the Lord. And boy, when that happened Sunday morning, God started working on me about things that I'd been studying, and God brought me back to Simeon and Anna, because Simeon and Anna, they desired to see the Lord. We found out that Simeon was told by the Holy Ghost that he would not die until he seen face to face, until he seen the Messiah. And Anna, this was a woman that was 84 years a widow. She had lived in the temple. This was an old woman. Can I get a witness right here? She was married for 7 years, and the Bible says she was married 7 years from her virginity. And so however old she married, if that be, if you just figure 14, 15 years old, I don't know. I'm just giving you ideas here, but she was at least 100 years old. This woman was over 100 years old and was diligently working in the temple, waiting on and looking for the Messiah that would come. As we look at this, I thought about that, how thirsty they were, how much they desired to see God, and then for them to actually see Christ, and for how they reacted. As I looked at this, I wrote down this. I wrote, every one of us can experience the joy, or experience and enjoy the presence of God by practicing the following attributes, or for recognizing the following attributes in our own lives or in their lives as well, all right? As we look at this tonight, I want to take a look at the character of these two individuals. I want to take a look at the life of these two individuals and say this. They were prepared to enjoy the presence of God. They were prepared to experience the presence of God. And can I say that what our church experienced Sunday morning doesn't happen everywhere. What our church experienced Sunday morning, a lot of churches don't ever get to see. What we get to experience on a regular basis around here, there are many churches out there that never experience it and never see it. I say praise the Lord. Not that they don't have that, but that we have the privilege and the pleasure of sitting in God's presence over and over again, that God likes what we're doing around here enough to show up and let us know it every now and then. And I'm going to tell you what, it's more every than it is now and then. Can I get a witness right there? As I was looking at this, I'll be brief tonight, but I want you to notice three attributes about these people, about Anna and about Simeon, that I believe that if you and I will practice these attributes, you and I can experience and enjoy the presence of God more often than what we're doing right now. Amen? I notice, first off, I want you to notice their resolve. These two individuals, they were faithful to the house of the Lord. We find that Simeon, he come diligently to the house of the Lord. The Bible says that he was a just man and a devout man. The Bible says he was led by the Holy Spirit. The Bible also tells us about Anna that she did not depart from the temple. What am I'm trying to tell you is that they were very dependable. Can I get a witness? To the house of God. You want to experience the presence of God, you better get around where he likes to show up. Can I get a witness right there? He doesn't like, I need some help right here. Although God has the ability to show up out in the tree stand, and though God has the ability to show up out in the middle of the lake, can I say that God has designated a place that he likes to show up amongst his people, and he likes to be worshiped by his people. And the Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, you'll find him in the midst. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Can I say that God enjoys the house of God? It's a shame that Christians don't. Can I get a witness right there? I noticed their resolve. They were very dependable to the house of the Lord. You could count on them being there. Not only that, but they were dedicated to holiness. Both of them. The Bible shows us that they had a part of holiness in their life. We see that in Simeon, the Bible says that he was a just man. That meant that he was in agreement, or that he did other men right. That was in response to how he treated others. Can I say the Bible says that he was just? That part means that he treated others the way others should be treated. Yes, we ain't talking about a man that had a bad reputation. We're not talking about a man that thought nothing but of himself. We're talking about one that the Bible says he was a just man, and he was a devout. The just is his relationship with man, but the devout was his relationship with God. We see here this man was dedicated to holiness. He dedicated to doing what is right. And then, of course, we see in Anna's life, the Bible says that she was a widow, 84 years or 84 years, and that she was, made a widow 7 years from her virginity. So we see holiness in Anna too, and that she did things right. Can I get a witness right here? We don't like this kind of preaching in church anymore, but can I say this? God is holy, and the Bible says that you and I are to be holy as well. Boy, this ain't preached very much anymore, but I'm going to tell you something. Why do we expect God to show up in a liquor joint? I need some help. You wouldn't expect God to show up at the bar. I don't. Okay, there's some people that expect God to show up at the bar, but I don't. I just don't think God's going to show up there. There's other places that I don't think God's going to show up either, and I'll spare you from me naming them. But I will say this: when you're talking about God showing up amongst his people need to be separated. Sanctified, can I get a witness right there? And listen, God, don't expect God to show up in your life if you ain't living for him. I don't know any better way to say it. I'm going to just say it like that. I get sick and tired of hearing people. I see it all over Facebook, and you do too. People living like the devil and then talking about how God's blessing them. God ain't blessing them. I said it. It's on the internet. God ain't blessing them. God is not blessing them one bit. You're not going to sit there and tell me you're going to live like the devil, not do anything for God, and then God's going to just turn around and just dump blessings all over you. It ain't going to happen. Right. Ain't going to happen. I notice their resolve. They were dedicated. They were dependable, and they were determined. In both of their lives, listen to me, in both of their lives they had to overcome obstacles. Simeon, could you imagine being told that you can't see death? It's apparent that he was old. We see Anna, she's old. We already figured out she's at least 100 years old. He had to be old. He's at the end of his life. Because once he's seen Christ, what did he say? Oh, thank Lord, I can die now. That's just how I read it. Thank God. Lord, let me die now, all right? I've been dragging around here since I was 115. You got to help me, all right? Both of them had to overcome obstacles. Can you imagine? Listen, ladies, I need you to help me right here. Could you imagine marrying and after 7 years being a widow and being a widow for 84 years? This woman had to overcome a lot of obstacles. She had to overcome a lot in her life. Not only does she, but Simeon as well. Can I say this? I see in their resolve, I see their dependability to the house of God. I see their dedication to holiness, but I see their determination. I wrote this down: to hang in there. To hang in there. You know, a lot of people don't get to see the presence of the Lord, and a lot of people don't get to enjoy the presence of the Lord because they're somewhere else. That's somewhere else. Something's come up in their life. Something happened in their life and they run off from God. Or they become less dependable to the house of God. And so they miss out on the blessings of God and they miss out on the presence of God. Hey, how many people do you think could have been here Sunday morning and wasn't here Sunday morning and now they wish that they were? I say, and I've said this 100 times, but our circumstances and the situations that we go through in life does not change who God is. And I know we go through, I know some of you are going through a hard time. I know folks in our church that ain't here tonight are going through hard times. But one thing that remains the same and one thing that's been faithful all through it is God. Amen. And no matter what you're going through, God, it ain't changed who he is. God ain't changed a bit. We see their resolve. Number two, we see their recognition. Can I say this? A lot of people don't experience nor enjoy the presence of God because they don't recognize it. We sit in a service and we're so wrapped up with everything that's going on in our life that we miss out on God showing up. Now, I wouldn't call any names and don't know any names, so don't ask me. But I can imagine there were some people here that was here Sunday that didn't quite know what was going on. Matter of fact, there's probably somebody here that was wondering, why did we even have church if we ain't going to preach? There's probably somebody wondering, what in the world? Well, I ain't never been to a church where the preacher didn't preach. I've never been to a place where all they did was sing. I didn't come for a concert. I come for preaching. The problem is that they don't know him good enough to recognize when he shows up. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Somebody, they were asking me, the preacher boy said, Brother Robbie, when did you know that you wasn't going to get to preach? I said, about the second or third song. I knew right then that God was all over that thing and it was nothing but more than us watching him work. I knew it. That's why I walked up there and said, I don't know what to do because I didn't. That's a scary place to be in. You pick the wrong song, it ruins the service. You say the wrong thing, it ruins the service. You quench the spirit. That's a scary place to be in when God is moving and when God has taken over a service. The best thing for us to do is do our best to stay out of the way and just try to encourage others to get as close to him as they possibly can and allow them to experience what we do. But the fact of the matter is a lot of people don't recognize the presence of God. They don't recognize the presence of God because they ain't around it enough. They don't recognize the presence of God because they have to be told that God's here. Come on now, I need some help right here. I noticed with these two, they were both led. The Bible says here about Simeon that he was led by the Holy Spirit. It says in verse number 25, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. It says in verse number 26, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. It says in verse number 27, and he came by the Spirit into the temple. Can I say, we're talking about a man that was very familiar with the Holy Spirit. He knew exactly when God showed up. He knew exactly what God was trying to say. And he was a, listen to me, he was led by the Holy Spirit. Can I say this? You can be led by the Holy Spirit. Every single person in here can be led by the Holy Spirit. But for that to happen, it's going to require you to empty you out. I tell you what, I'm going to just say this right here. I believe with all my heart we could experience that more often in this church. If more people would empty themselves out so that he could show up. Oh, come on now. Come on. I ain't looking. We ain't like the other churches that are looking for God to jump on somebody that ain't clean and ain't empty. If you and I, the filling of the Holy Spirit comes from the emptying of ourselves. People come into this church and they'll sit in this church and they know they got something in between them and the Lord. The Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And they'll come into church and they'll talk about, I ain't getting nothing from the service this morning. Come on, why'd y'all get quiet? Did I need to preach on this some? Hey, listen, it would do us good on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night to take the time around the altars while the choir is singing to empty ourselves out
to cleanse ourselves from sin. So how do I cleanse myself from sin? Well, you can't, but here's a good thing right here. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do you realize you have an opportunity every time you walk in the door of the church, you have an opportunity to have a walk out with a clean slate? I need some help right there. Every time you walk into the house of the Lord, you have an opportunity to walk out with a clean slate. They were led by the Holy Spirit. Let me say this. They were looking for it. Not only were they both led, but they were both looking. They were both looking. The Bible says this about Simeon in verse number 25, that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. You know what that means? He was anticipating it. He was looking for it. He come to the house of God expecting to see him. Hey, listen, and he didn't see him many times before, but he still came to the house of God expecting to see him and looking for him. Boy, I tell you what, you want to experience God and enjoy God in the presence of God more often? Then come looking for him. Come looking for him. Come walk into the church, not because it's a duty, not because it's a requirement of the faith, but because you actually want to be in his presence. Simeon and Anna wanted to be there. So much so that he come day after day, he come to the temple. He was devout and he come every time waiting on the consolation or the comfort of Israel, which was God himself, the Messiah, Jesus Christ and babe. Man, as you look at this, he was looking. Can I say that a lot of people don't experience or enjoy the presence of God because they ain't looking for it. They come into the church and everything in the world is on their shoulders. Come on now. Everything in the world is on their shoulders. They come into the church and them and mama done got in a fight before they ever got in a car. Amen. Say amen, Miss Lucy. And her and Brother Tommy fighting in a Sunday morning, and I'm just picking. They wasn't fighting. I'm just picking on her, all right? They was not fighting. But hey, how many of y'all has ever experienced that? Hey, let me tell you something that'll help you. Me and my wife learned a long time ago, drive separate. I need somebody to help me right here. Quit talking about how you ain't got no money. You don't live 10 miles from the church. You can both walk if you wanted to. Just drive separate. Amen. Come on, I need somebody to help me right here. Drive separate. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. I see you at the church. That's the most beautiful thing you can say on a Sunday morning. I see you when you get there, baby. I'm going to the church. Leave her. Hey, fellas, let me go ahead and help you out. Leave her with the youngins too. Can I get a witness? Hey, Miss Michelle ain't in here, so that's why I got to say that, all right? I'm just kidding, but seriously, we learned a long time ago. Man, I'm going to tell you what, if the devil can stir up something, he'll do it on a Sunday morning. He'll do it on a Sunday evening. He'll do it on a Wednesday night before church. He'll have you two so mad at each other by the time you get here, you don't care what the preacher's preaching. You don't. The whole time you're loading your magazine because when y'all get out, they's fixing to be war. Huh? I can see it. About halfway through the sermon, you get one magazine full and it's click. And you stick it under the chair and start loading the next one. Oh yes. And you get out in the car and about the time everybody, we'll see y'all tonight. Love y'all. Love you. So love you, preacher. We'll see y'all tonight. Clank, clank. And she said, oh yeah, ta, 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 ta. And we've missed an entire opportunity because we wasn't looking. We walked into the church and we missed an entire opportunity to be in the presence of God because everything else was on our minds. We come in mad about work because we got to work over the holidays and we were supposed to have it off. We come in mad at the world because we were supposed to get this and it didn't come through, and now we're going to be struggling to do this and what we want to do for Christmas. And we have all these thoughts running around in our mind, and we walk into the church house and it's almost as if God couldn't get a hold of you and God couldn't get around you if he wanted to, because everything else in the world has got you closed off to what's going on around you. Can I say this? You can experience and enjoy the presence of God more often if you come looking for it. Simeon and Anna, they were looking for it. Not only were they led by the Holy Spirit, not only were they looking for it, but I noticed this too, they were leaning on the Word of God. Oh, I need some help right here. Simeon had faith in what God's Word had said about this deliverer. And that's why he come day. Oh, come on now, I need somebody to help me. That's why he come to church day after day. That's why he did the things of God day after day. That's why Anna served in the temple day after day. That's why Anna would never leave the temple or depart from the temple, because she was believing in a word that God had gave. Y'all don't believe it. Let me get back up here and do some reading. All right. The Bible says, let me get over here. Then verse number 28. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Listen, according to thy word. Amen. According to thy word. You know why they experienced and why they enjoyed the presence of God? Because they were leaning on God's word. How does that work for me, preacher? It works this way. I've already quoted the verse. I already said it. Where two or three are gathered together, the Bible says there he'll be in the midst. Can I say you and I have a promise from God that if we'll gather in the right spirit, that he'll show up? I need some help. Man, that ought to make you want to come to church right there. Hey, we got a promise that if we come here and we gather in his name and do it in the right way, that God's going to show up. Why would you miss church for that? Why would you miss church? That's God saying, hey, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be. I need some help right here. That's God saying, I'm coming. I'm going to be there. And you say, well, I got something else to do. I got something else to do. We got to do this. We got to do that. Is there anything really worth missing? The presence of God and an opportunity. That's why I tell. That's why I made the comment here not long ago. And some of y'all must have stuck with when I said, I don't. If you want counseling, be here Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Boy, that stuck with some people. Praise God. If you understand what I'm saying right there, then praise God. What I'm saying is that God shows up, and God can do more for you in a moment than I can do in months of counseling. But you got to be here. You got to be looking. Got to be leaning. Got to be led. Last, I want you to notice, and we're done, their response. I want you to notice their response. The Bible says they worshiped. Now check this out. In verse number 28, the Bible says, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God. And blessed God. You know what that means? That word, I looked it up, and it means that word blessed right there means to celebrate with praises. Hey, to celebrate with praises. Can you imagine a little baby enters the temple and hears Simeon, a just and devout man, somebody that's well respected in the temple, somebody that comes every day, grabs a hold of a little baby and holds him up for everybody to see and starts celebrating him with praises? You know why most people don't experience and enjoy the presence of God? Bless me if you can. Amen. Oh, preacher man. Bless me if you can. Oh, choir director. I need some help. Oh, yeah. We'll shout, jump up and down, run, holler, scream all through the house when the bill gets paid. That's right. Boy, we'll get excited when that joker. I'm telling you what, I have never been anywhere in my life like Lowndes County. I'm talking about the first time that I got here, the first Friday night, and it was football season, and I went down the interstate, and there was actually tents lined up along the side of the road for a high school game. I thought, is there a college game playing tonight? I mean, I had been around that kind of stuff going to a college game. These people around here worship. I need somebody to help me right here. Worship high school football. Easy, because I ain't got no problem with that, because I promise you, I get excited about some football. But if you're going to be that excited about football, the least you can do. Oh, if it's good enough that you can prepare for that game that night, put on I need some help. Put on the right clothes. Plan out your meals. Go ahead and make plans to be there on time or early because you got to get in. Make sure you got your little, what's that little thing that they have? I see them little kids. Come on, tell me what it is. A horn. All right, it's a horn, whatever. And then I'll never forget, who did the cowbells? Was that y'all? Was that Lounge? Oh, my Lord, everybody, you got to bring a cowbell tonight. You got to bring a cowbell tonight. Oh, we're going to prepare for this. I mean, ring the bell, holler, and the band. Lord Jesus, we went to most all the football games this year that was home. And one thing I noticed about the band, they was just as enthused about the band as they was the football team. And there was one game that Lounge won like 250-0 or something like that. And we left after the first quarter, and it was 50-0 or something in the first quarter. And we was like, I'm done. Let's go. I spent the second quarter in academy. I told the people we were with, I said, I promise you that they are, I promise you, I've seen enough of this to know that they will not call the game until after the halftime show. Sure enough, they took a slobber knock in the second quarter. They played the halftime show. All the band members, as soon as the band got to play their little song and everything else, they called the game. We're worshiping. Come on now. Come on. We get so excited over things. Say, bless God, I don't like football at all, but you like something else. Man, some people get real excited about deer season and go buy them a brand new bow, costs $1,000. Go buy them brand new arrows, costs this. Go buy them brand new gun. Go put how much money we spend on a hunting club. How much money we got to spend on a vehicle to get into the hunting club. How much money we got to spend on something to carry the deer out. Y'all don't put your head down. I'm up here. I'm still preaching. Look up here. Look up in here. Look up in here. We ain't in invitation time right now. Some of you ladies, I don't do nothing like that, preacher. Boy, you'll get up at 4 a.m., 3 a.m., the Friday after Thanksgiving, the day after you said, God, thank you for everything that you've given me. You wake up Friday morning at 3 o'clock and say, God, I don't have enough. Is everybody all right? Run right out to the store. That's how I buy my Christmas for my kids. Hogwash. That is how you feed your addiction and justify it with low prices. Can I get a witness right there? Baby, I spent $1,000, but I saved $245. Now, I had to spend $1,000 to get that discount. And I was only $300 off, so I spent that $300 so I could have that $245 off. You can't let a deal go like that. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we worship in our own way. You have no problem. Come on now. I need somebody to help me right here. We have no problem worshiping the things that matter to us the most. And we miss out on experiencing God and enjoying the presence of God. Because when he shows up, we treat him like any other visitor that comes. Ooh. We treat him like any other visitor that shows up to the church. We got a spot for you right here. You can sit right here. If you want to, you can go up to the altar and pray. That'd be just fine. We're glad that you're here, but here's your spot. That's good. That's good. I wonder what would happen if we, every time we come to church, we treated him the way he ought to be treated. Right. We worshiped him the way we ought to worship. Yeah. I guarantee we could experience him a lot more. They worshiped, but not only that, they witnessed. The Bible says, Simeon held him up for all to see and started praising him. Can I say that's a witness in itself? Y'all hear me now? That's a witness in itself. There's some people, and I don't know if you experience like I do, but there's some people that I can watch, and their worship, my goodness, it inspires me. It witnesses to me. And when I see them worship, God touches me. I need some help right here. These folks in our choir, I can watch, man, I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost will get on it, man. You watch tears start falling out of their eyes. And Somebody walks up, you know what they're going through. You know the difficulty they're going through, the difficulty. And then they're on this altar, and man, they're praising God, and they're worshiping God, and it's sincere. It's from the, man, that'll tear you up. Simeon raised him up. I imagine he had tears in his eyes. He'd been waiting on this for a long time. He was ready to go. He was ready for the next step of his life. He was ready to accomplish or complete his life. And he held him up and he said, Lord, look here what I got. He said, you can let me die now, Lord. I've seen it all. I've seen thy salvation. Anna done the same thing. Bible says, and she coming in, verse number 38, she coming in in that instant gave thanks. That word gave thanks right there is translated gave thanks. You know what it means? She praised him. Yeah. And here's the thing. Here's a word you don't need to miss. Likewise. That means she did it just like Simeon did. Oh, and it gets better. And the Bible says this, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Not only they worship, but they witness. I believe our worship is a witness. Can I get a witness right there? As you and I, listen to me, you want to experience God and enjoy the presence of God? Try worshiping a little bit and getting so excited about him that you have to tell others about him. Me and Sean, I met Sean, and Sean, he fought MMA, and he was a pro MMA fighter. Anyhow, it was something that I enjoyed. I enjoy watching it. I don't know what it is about me, but I can't. If there's a fight, I got to watch it. Somebody say amen. And matter of fact, if there was one happening and I had my phone there, I'd be the one videoing it. Get him, get him, get him. In Jesus' name, get him, get him. I enjoy it. I go to the cage fight. I've gone with him to the fights and everything else, sat right there on the cage. We were judging a fight one night, and he was judging the fight. I just got to be at a table with him, and I took pictures and put them on Facebook. Some of y'all seen them. There was blood on the table. I mean, that's how close we were. We was in there in the middle of it, and the whole time we was praising Jesus. Well, my point is, and what I'm making here is this. Me and Sean can spend, I praise the Lord that Sean saved, and now me and Sean has a different conversation. But me and Sean could sit and talk for hours about MMA because it's something that we enjoy and it's something that we're interested in. I can sit with others. I find out about Josh. Josh is as big as a Gator fan as I am a Bulldog fan. And he texted me this morning. I put it on Facebook. He texted me this morning that he was texting in his letter of intent to attend Calvary Baptist Church Preacher College. Amen. And so anyhow, I thought that was cool. Now most people, amen. Y'all go ahead. Most people wouldn't even know what that means. I was very impressed that he did. Now see, we've got a. It's different than it was because now I know he's as crazy as I am. I was going to say Bond, but it just didn't sound right with two guys, all right? My point is that we can talk to people when we're interested in the subject. If you're having a hard time witnessing to somebody, maybe you need to get more familiar with the subject and get more interested in it. I can tell you right now, let me just go ahead and tell you. Georgia signed 6 5-star recruits today. I need somebody to help me right there. We went from the number 3 class in the nation to the... Glory to God. Players that didn't want to sign with Georgia and that we wouldn't take, they went to Florida and went to FSU and these other schools. I mean, y'all hear me and y'all hear me well. I, Dalton, I tell you, I had each one of our, I tell you how bad I am, Josh. I had each recruit, I knew what time they were going to commit. I'd be running around, studying, doing whatever. At that moment, I stopped what I was doing, got my phone out, watched ESPN app, and I watched them. And you know what would happen when they said, I'm going to spend my next 3 to 4 years at the University of Georgia. You know what I did? Woo! You hear it all through the church. Why? I know all about that stuff. Because I'm interested in it. It excites me. And I can talk to anybody about it. You can do the same thing with God and God's Word. If you get interested in it and familiar with it. They experienced and they enjoyed the presence of God because they were, because of their resolve. They were dependable. They was at the house of the Lord. They were dedicated to God and holiness. They were determined. Nothing was going to stop them. Not only that, they recognized Him. They were led by the Holy Spirit. They were looking for Him to show up. They were leaning on God's Word. And their response, they worshiped Him. And they witnessed of Him. Let me ask you this question tonight. Do you want to experience and enjoy the presence of God more often than what you have? If you do tonight, how about let's fill up these altars? Dalton's going to get on that piano. Let's get familiar with Him. He's right here. Come get familiar with Him. Come talk to Him for a little bit. Come get in His presence right here. Come get at His feet right here. Maybe tonight you need to resolve that you're going to be more dedicated. You're going to be more determined. You're going to be more dependable. Maybe you need to get more familiar with Him where you recognize when He does show up. Empty you out so you can be led by the Holy Spirit. Maybe you need to anticipate and look for Him. Expect to see Him. Maybe tonight an aspect of your life you need to worship more. You need to turn loose of pride and turn loose of the things that keep you from worship and worship God. No matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody look, how they look, they worshiped Him and they witnessed of Him. Lord, help, let us talk about Jesus more than we talk about anything else. Let us fall in love with Him and get familiar enough with Him that our conversation, no matter what it is, goes back to Him. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for tonight. God, I thank You for these men and women, or these folks that I get to go to church with. God, that I get to call family. Lord, that I get to pastor. Lord, I pray, God, that we get to experience what we did Sunday more often. Lord, Your presence. Lord, as we look at Your presence, God, You showing up here in the form of a babe and how, Lord, You were celebrated. God, may we too celebrate Your presence. God, may we too resolve to be in a place, Lord, where You show up. God, may we recognize, Lord, when You're working. Lord, be obedient. Do the things we should. Live a life, Lord, that's consecrated to You. God, thank You, Lord, for Your presence tonight. Thank You for what You did Sunday. God, we ask You to continue to work in our midst and our church. And Lord, we'll be sure to give You all the honor, the glory, and the praise for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.